quilted leather handbag, must-have moisturiser and 3 pairs of branded jeans. Skinny, boyfriend, flared. All incredible savings. I'm basically a denim connoisseur. There's no deal like a TK Maxx deal. Big brands, small prices. In-store and online.
I'm back in Charlie Bigham's kitchen. What's on the menu?
My ultimate lasagna, made with a wonderfully rich ragu, slow-cooked for at least 2 hours, layered 5 times with fresh pasta, and finished with creamy bechamel and mature cheddar.
Ooh, I like what I'm hearing.
And I haven't even got to the sneaky layer of bechamel in the middle yet. Cheers.
The only thing I like more than a delicious lasagna is one that I didn't have to make. You're not free tomorrow, are you?
I think I've got plans.
Charlie Bigham's.
Handmade in my kitchen. Cooked in yours.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Residents living near the scene of a rail crash in Mid Wales say there was a sea of blue emergency lights last night. A man's died following the head-on collision near the village of Clan Bryn Mawr in Powys. This man lives nearby.
There is a passing point near enough a mile further up the track. Usually one train stops there while the other one passes. For some reason, the train coming from the Newtown side has failed to stop at that location and has carried on down the track.
Investigations are underway. Water companies in England and Wales are asking for an even bigger rise in bills than they first requested, with one saying it wants to hike them by 84% by the year 2030. The biggest increase is being sought by Southern Water. The regulator Ofwat's published figures and says it'll make a decision in December. Ministers are considering whether more can be done to tackle prolific offending as another 1,100 inmates in England and Wales walk out of prison early. A government review is looking into tougher measures to deal with overcrowding in jails in England and Wales. Watches and apps could also be used to ensure offenders comply with certain conditions. The Justice Secretary says the situation is dire.
That is the breakdown of law and order. You've got nowhere to put anybody coming in with a custodial sentence. If you run out of prison places, that means you either have to shut the front door into your prison system or open the back door out of your prison system.
An ingredient in Brazil nuts could help stop the spread of triple negative breast cancer. Researchers have been looking into the antioxidant selenium, which is found in everyday foods like mushrooms and cereal. They found it could kill cancer cells, particularly those in the blood circulation seeking to spread to the lungs. The discoveries raised hopes of new treatments. Hockey, squash and diving are among the sports which won't feature in a scaled-down Commonwealth Games in 2026 in Glasgow. The Scottish city stepped in after the Australian state of Victoria withdrew last year. And campaigners are trying to secure protected status for traditional pie and mash to celebrate the fast food and its London origin. MPs will debate it later. The recipe involves a minced beef pie served with mash and a parsley sauce known as liquor. Sunshine and showers in Scotland and Northern Ireland. Cloudier elsewhere with some rain. Highs of 17 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical. Penny Smith
on Magic Classical.
Thank you. The Hungarian March from Gounod's opera, The Damnation of Faust, played by the Lyon Opera Orchestra there. And that was the opening show at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York on this day in 1883, Gounod's Damnation of Faust. There is more music coming up from another. Well, this time it's a birthday of another musician. But let's have Steve Hackett's Second Chance now.
The magic of classical music.
Magic Classical.
Thank you.
What belters we're playing today. Well, I hope you're enjoying them. That was the Galop from the comedians Dmitry Kabalevsky. And before that, Steve Hackett on the guitar, younger brother John Hackett on the flute, and a piece called Second Chance. Coming back to that Faust at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York, which opened the Met in 1883. That was in its first incarnation. The Met moved about a bit after that. In the early 20th century, Charles Gounod's Faust was the most popular aria in the world. In the world. In the 1970s, 2,000 performances at the Paris Opera alone. Kind of like the Mousetrap. More info about Monsieur Gounod, son of an award-winning painter and pianist. His mum took him to an opera, his first opera, Mozart's Don Giovanni. And he said later on that the music at the end, when Don Giovanni or Don Juan strides to his death, gave him such a fright, his head fell upon his mother's shoulder, and he trembled in the dual embrace of beauty and of horror. His Faust had a bit of an unsteady rehearsal. The tenor lost his voice. One of the librettists had a nervous breakdown and the censors tried to cut a scene in the church. Apart from that, it's all running quite smooth. Let me move on to what I've got in the show today. In this hour, in about 15, 20 minutes' time, we are off to the world of dance with Shirley Ballas. She is a judge, of course, on Strictly Come Dancing, and she's going to be dropping by to tell us all about the new series and about her latest cosy crime novel, which is called Dance to the Death. And it's set at the Royal Albert Hall. She's got so many tales of what's going on in the world of dance. Viv in West Yorkshire is our listener in residence. She will be sharing another of her top five favourite tunes. That will be in the midday hour. So lots to come. Let's press on. We'll be right back. How different you can make things sound, isn't it? Just with a different kind of reorganisation. That was Rachel Podger on the violin and the Brecon Baroque. And that was Summer from Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Anything but summer today. My goodness, when I checked on the temperature, because of course, let's face it, you know, sometimes you don't actually know. There you are, cosy and comfy in bed, and you think, ooh, wonder how cold it is today. And there you go, 8 degrees, for goodness sake. Then you have to go and change everything that you'd sort of vaguely thought you were going to wear. So it's very parky out today. It's still parky, even though it has warmed up a little bit. I think it's become the time for thin layers. You need to be like the millefeuille, all layered up for comfort, because let's face it, you're in and out of buildings. Unless you're not in and out of buildings, in which case, just wear what's going to keep you warm all day. Coming up, I've got the Barcarolle from an opera that you can go and see at the Opera House if you've ever mind for a visit to the capital. Also, that is going to lead us into Shirley Ballas.
This is Magic Classical with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music. Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Stroke can impact anyone, any age. Hear real stories in the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk.
Ticket to Smarticus.
Join the millions using Trainline SplitSave Sorcery to save an average of £13 on your train ticket.
Abracashtabra, spendium lesicus, manias orpheum.
Whoa. How do you do it, wise wizard?
Download the Trainline app and start saving today. Great journeys start with Trainline.
Average saving for bookings from March 1st to October 31st, 2023. Comparing SplitSave fare versus next cheapest fare available to a Trainline customer. Subject to SplitSave fares being available.
What's all that?
8 pages of totally confusing notes, mate. Oof.
You need to get the new Samsung Galaxy Tab S10 Ultra. AI Note Assist summarised it down to a page for me.
Smart. Saves hours.
Yes, it does. More time for my sci-fi dramas. Galaxy AI is here. Get at least £100 off the new Galaxy Tab S10 Ultra when you trade in your old tablet at Samsung.com. Samsung account login may be required for certain AI features. £100 based on any tablet in any condition. T's and C's apply. Offer ends October 22nd.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
Oak Furniture Land presents Hearty Home Comforts. As it grows colder, the dining table's where you settle in for spicy winter warmers and heated board game battles. Right now, save on all dining tables with 3 years interest-free credit from $4.99 with no deposit, and have yours in time for Christmas. Oak Furniture Land. Grow your home. Sale ends 27th of October. Oak Furniture Land, FRN 928005 is a credit broker, not a lender. Delivery and finance, T's and C's apply.
Gusto presents the recipe box with the greatest choice. Fresh quality ingredients delivered to your door. Featuring tasty 10-minute meals, global cuisines and family classics. Steal the show with over 250 recipes every month. From $2.99 a meal, Gusto. Sign up now at gusto.co.uk for 60% off your first box. Price per portion of a standard 5-recipe subscription box for 4 people. Excludes $3.99 delivery. Verify at gusto.co.uk/choice.
The new £5 meal deal from McDonald's. Get a cheeseburger or mayo chicken, medium fries, 4 McNuggets and a medium soft drink for guess what? That's right, £5. It's not called the £5 meal deal for nothing. From 11 a.m. Not available on delivery. Carbonated soft drink upgrade fees apply. Participating restaurants subject to availability.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Offenbach wrote the Barcarolle as part of Tales of Hoffmann. The time is 11:27. My guest today is the dancer, Strictly Come Dancing judge, and author Shirley Ballas. Her latest book is called Dance to the Death. It is the second instalment of The Sequin Mysteries, and it's out now. Shirley, welcome to Magic Classical. Tell us as much about the book as you can without dobbing anyone in.
Well, it is the second book in the series, and after solving a series of murders at Blackpool, Lily Richmond and Susie Cooper think they're going to get a very, very special Christmas at home when suddenly they find out that Persephone Keats has been murdered in the Albert Hall. So Lily and Susie team up again to see who murdered her. So the Albert Hall is a really huge place, and behind every corner lurks the darkness. So I've included some really fun things in, and then you'll have to guess, did I take part in it? Did I witness it? Or is it fiction?
The first novel, your mum made you change bits, didn't she? Because she said, no, I can see who it is. I know who it is.
She's hilarious. So I could hear in a room, oh, come in, she said. I said, what, mother, what, mother? She said, well, I've enjoyed your book, but the ending is poop. I shall use the polite way of saying what she said. And she changed the ending, and I have to say, it turned out to be a fantastic ending. She's an avid reader, my mother. That's what she does now, 87 particularly. She can get through three books a week. And she just loves a good read.
And also, because you're steeped in this, you have so many stories that you can bring out.
So many more to come.
When you're writing some of the dastardly goings-on in the world of dance, do you think, that's you sorted, put you in my book?
Well, I have to say I have done that once or twice, yes. I mean, there's all sorts you can imagine, can't you, from a young girl, and now you can imagine all going through the timings, the changes in our industry, you know, worldwide, really. So I'm a little careful in how I put things and say things. But it is a fiction book, after all.
Yes, of course it is. It says right here, it's entirely fiction.
And
entirely
it's hot as a chili pepper. You know, you might need a bucket of cold water by the side of you while you're reading it, you know. So I've tried to make it exciting on all fronts, really. For anybody who enjoys a really good read and centred around the world of ballroom dancing, I'm hoping they'll really get into this second book.
The new series of Strictly, well underway. How's it going?
Well, I have to say, it's absolutely remarkable. I'm sure you watch the show. I mean, we've got the most fantastic cast. And I'm not just talking about potential of dancing. I'm talking about humour. You know, we've got them with, like, just amazing senses of humour. Chris McCausland is just, I mean, he's...
How does he do that?
You meet him in the corridor and you're going to laugh all afternoon. And I mean belly laugh. Because he takes his dancing seriously, but he doesn't take himself seriously. So he sees the funny side of everything. It's such a joy to have him. But, you know, JB is funny. Pete Wicks is astoundingly hilarious. I have to say about Pete, when he first started the show, I thought, I'm not so sure he's really into this. And he's now gripped himself in the world of ballroom dancing and he doesn't want to go home. As do all of them, really. All of them are just spectacular in their own right. Who wants to send anybody home?
Do you have a prediction for the final three?
Well, first of all, I always think the audience get it right. I genuinely believe that in my heart. 20 years they've been watching the show. I mean, we are only 50% of the vote, and the public always seem to get it right. I know they complain when people go in the bottom two, but if they're in the bottom two, then it comes down to us to save or send somebody home. But I'm interested in who the public are going to put in the top three. Will it be JB? Will it be Chris? Is it going to be Montel? Who knows who it's going to be? I've got absolutely no idea. It changes from week to week. I mean, the leaderboard goes upside down at the moment. One minute it's somebody at the top and then it moves, then they're in the middle, then they're in the lower half. And not everybody at the bottom goes home.
Shirley Ballas, thanks for joining us on Magic Classical. And I tell you what we're going to play. We're going to play a piece of music now that we can dance out of the studio on.
I'm very excited to hear it.
We'll be right back. Sorry, the reason I'm laughing is because Bella and I were dancing around the studio to that because we can't help it. Arturo Marquez's Conga del Fuego Nuevo, the Simón Bolívar Orchestra of Venezuela. Arturo Marquez, 73-year-old Mexican composer. And, well, that's it. More dancing coming up. The wild finale to Swan Lake. I don't know whether will we be dancing to that. I haven't got the right trousers on. And we're going to celebrate a birthday. It's a birthday of a Hungarian composer known for his piano music, who was born on this day in 1811.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Stroke can leave survivors unable to move, speak, see, and swallow. Learn more about stroke support at magic.co.uk.
Tools to help you spend, save, and invest all in one place, so you can progress towards your goals, big or small, like the goal of first drinks in your new kitchen. Cheers. Join millions of customers in the UK when you spend, save, and invest through the Chase app. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents, Chase current account required. Capital at risk. Investments are provided by Nutmeg and not guaranteed by Chase.
That feeling when your economy ticket gets bumped to business. That, my friend, is Valuforia. Same can be said when you buy the new Galaxy S24 FE for only £649 at Samsung.com. Flagship perks without the price tag, like amazing Galaxy AI features and day-to-night battery life. Plus, claim a free Galaxy Watch FE as well. Buy the new Galaxy S24 FE from Samsung.com by the 31st of October and claim a Galaxy Watch FE within 30 days of purchase. T's and C's apply.
Getting money from clients can feel like trying to wrestle honey from a grizzly bear that hasn't eaten in days, while an amorous skunk clings to your leg. Not now, skunky. But with zero online invoice payments through Stripe and Go Cardless, you can give customers more ways to pay and keep your cash flow flowing. Soon, rather than wrestling a grizzly bear, it feels more like you're cuddling a koala bear.
Aww.
On a really soft sofa, while watching your favourite soap.
I can't believe she was his mother.
The healthy business, Surge Zero, with an X.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax Airline Award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
Gusto presents the recipe box with the greatest choice. Fresh quality ingredients delivered to your door. Featuring tasty 10-minute meals, global cuisines, and family classics. Steal the show with over 250 recipes every month. From $2.99 a meal, Gusto. Sign up now at gusto.co.uk for 60% off your first box. Price proportion of a standard 5-recipe subscription box for 4 people. Excludes $3.99 delivery. Verify at gusto.co.uk/choice.
Introducing the BYD Seal U DMI plug-in hybrid. The SUV that redefines the family car. Packed with features and technology, Seal U DMI is available from just £33,205. Also, with 77 miles of electric-only range and up to 699 miles combined, it means you can enjoy the miles rather than counting them. Discover more at byd.com/UK. Combined range WLTP. Actual range dependent on individual driving conditions. Price based on BYD Boost version. Other models may vary. See website for details.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
On Magic Classical Breakfast this morning, 4 p.m. and a wonky donkey hold the keys to success in Questions of the Day. Tomorrow, more adventures of a questioning nature and more music to accompany our ruminations. It's a fine way to greet a Wednesday. Charles Nove here to bring it to you live from 7 a.m. and live or later on Rayo.
Now, I don't play any video games, but I think with a soundtrack like that, I think I'd probably enjoy Everyone's or Everybody's Gone to the Rapture. Music by Jessica Curry there, and that was Aileen Manahan Thomas singing. And Bella, I was speaking to Bella, the producer, whilst that was going on. She was saying it's an eerie video game where kind of it looks abandoned. You have to find out why. Is that right? Before that, it was the finale to Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky. Now, with the evenings well and truly dark, and just about to get even darker. Do let Darren Reddick brighten up your Sunday nights with Sunday Night Requests. That happens from 7pm. He'll be here creating the perfect soundtrack to your evening. Music picked by you. And this Sunday, of course, you'll have gone, oh, I feel so well rested. That's because you've had another hour in bed when the clocks go back. Get involved with that by texting 61054. Start your message with the word classical. Email classicalrequests@magic.co.uk or leave a voice note on our WhatsApp. Then you can just sit back, relax and let Darren light up your Sunday nights with your favourite piece of music. Music to celebrate birthday boy Franz Liszt now. Lang Lang showing how it's done with Liszt's Grand Galop Chromatique. And that was to celebrate the birth of Franz Liszt, 1811, born near Sopron in Hungary in what was then the Austrian Empire. Piano virtuoso, creator of the symphonic poem. Talking of virtuosos, Maxim Vengerov after the news.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
They're here to support every survivor and their family for as long as it takes. Learn more at magic.co.uk.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.uk.
Gusto presents the recipe box with the greatest choice. Fresh quality ingredients delivered to your door, featuring tasty 10-minute meals, global cuisines, and family classics. Steal the show with over 250 recipes every month. From $2.99 a meal, Gusto. Sign up now at gusto.co.uk for 60% off your first box. Price per portion of a standard 5-recipe subscription box for 4 people. Excludes $3.99 delivery. Verify at gusto.co.uk/choice.
The Škoda Plus event. An approved used Škoda, plus 2 years servicing, plus 2 years warranty, plus 2 years roadside assistance, plus 2 MOTs. And until the 28th of October, plus £750 towards your finance deposit. With Solutions PCP at 11.4% APR representative. Visit your local retailer or skoda.co.uk. Indemnities may be required. At participating retailers, vehicles up to 8 years and 100,000 miles at activation. Škoda Finance.
Getting money from clients can feel like trying to wrestle honey from a grizzly bear that hasn't eaten in days. While an amorous skunk clings to your leg. Not now, Skunky. But with zero online invoice payments through Stripe and Go Cardless, you can give customers more ways to pay and keep your cash flow flowing. Soon, rather than wrestling a grizzly bear, it feels more like you're cuddling a koala bear.
Aww.
On a really soft sofa, while watching your favourite soap.
I can't believe she was his mother.
The healthy business, Surge Zero, with an X.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just enter your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And in our November draws, you could win a share of £23.5 million. Just imagine the dream home renovations and dream your holidays. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 31st of October. Because good news could be delivered to your door. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
So, Tom, what are you cooking up for the prices at home tonight?
Well, Kat, we're trying something new tonight. All because the lovely folks at HelloFresh are adding some Peruvian-inspired cuisine to their menu.
OK, would this be because Paddington in Peru arrives in cinemas on November the 8th?
Oh, I love Paddington. Yes, it is. The bear is back, Kat. And you can cook easy and delicious meals in inspired by Paddington's tasty adventures in Peru, with ingredients delivered to your door from HelloFresh.
And right now, if you head over to the Magic Radio website, there's the chance to win a year's HelloFresh subscription and a very tasty £1,000.
Oh, what a brilliant prize. Kat, we did all that without mentioning marmalade sandwiches once.
Until just then.
Oh, I did it then, didn't I?
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
Top stories this lunchtime. A judge has ruled we can now report that a man killed by a police marksman was a core member of one of London's most dangerous gangs. Firearms officer Martin Blake didn't know who he was shooting when he opened fire on Chris Cabot in 2022, but he was cleared of murder yesterday by a jury who didn't know Cabot's background. Crime correspondent Martin Brunt is at the Old Bailey.
The defence had described Chris Cabot as the principal gunman of the 67 gang, a gang involved in a very violent dispute with a rival gang that had led to numerous gun discharges, stabbings and murders.
The Transport Secretary says she's incredibly sorry to hear about a fatal train crash in mid-Wales. A passenger died and 15 others were injured following the head-on collision last night. Nick Millington is from the Transport for Wales and has praised the efforts of the first responders.
Overnight, the emergency service have done a great job responding here, and we're very grateful for everything that they've done. We're now in the process of investigating what's happened.
It's thought investigators are considering whether slippery rails caused by fallen leaves may have been to blame. There's a call for tighter rules around older people driving following the death of a three-year-old boy in Edinburgh. 91-year-old Edith Duncan, who had dementia, knocked over and killed Xander Irvin while he was walking with his mum in 2020. A fatal accident inquiries concluded Xander's death was entirely caused by Miss Duncan's inability to perform what should have been a routine turning manoeuvre. She died while awaiting prosecution. 1,100 more prisoners are being allowed out of prison early as part of a scheme to ease overcrowding in England and Wales. A review is also considering whether fewer jail sentences should be handed out, with offenders punished at home instead. And water companies are asking for our bills to be made even higher than first requested to tackle things like leaks and pollution. The regulator Ofwat's in the process of deciding how much they're allowed to charge us. In July, they said it would be an average rise of £19 per year. That's a 21% increase. But Southern Water wants them to allow an increase of 84% by the year 2030. Sunshine and showers in Scotland and Northern Ireland. Cloudier elsewhere with some rain. Highs of 17 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
The magic of classical music.